Think of Cardiff, this is Jaw.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Jaw.
This is Marge Subak. Somebody just, I was talking to someone.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, that was me.
Oh. I'm sorry, what's your name again, honey?
It's Jaw, J-I-A.
J-I-A, okay, yeah. So you wanted the gross sales, is what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I lost you before, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think our call got disconnected.
Okay. Gross receipts or sales was $368,461.
Nice. That's pretty good for like a three-man company.
Well, it's not. Well, that we didn't have a three-man company. We have like four guys working for us.
Oh, I
but
see. Okay.
Just three of us in the office.
I see.
But
that's still not too bad. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, my husband does the estimating for the jobs, and my brother-in-law helps out with the warehouse and the supplies and stuff.
Mm.
And then I do all the bookwork. But he has guys out in the field working. Mm. On
That's good. And then you said this year sounds like it's doing a lot better. Do you know what's this year tracking to do?
As far as billing, I can tell you what we billed out right now, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's got some other contracts he's finalizing for big jobs.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why right now we're in the process of trying to.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. When are these contracts starting?
I'm sorry?
You said you have new contracts coming up. When are they starting?
A couple of them he's already started. They signed the contract, but he just started.
Okay.
Sometimes they're in, he has to keep up with the other contractors that are on the job. You know, they have to get their work done before he can do their
Okay.
So.
And how long are these contracts going to take you guys to complete?
It depends. They're usually pretty quick turnaround unless it's an extremely large job. And, but some of them he gets done very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you think like turnaround maybe like a few weeks, a month, 2 months?
Well, like I said,
it's
a really big job.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes a couple months. A lot of times you get them done within weeks.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, yeah, it's really all over the map then.
And it depends on our Florida weather here with the.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just trying to get a sense of the flow of the business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Usually they want him to get it done. When he gets the job, they usually want it done very rapidly.
Yeah.
They're working on one now that some of the work was on the roof that they had to do that had to be done first, and rain, he hasn't been able to really get it all done as quick as he anticipated.
Yeah. Okay. And then of the $40,000 to $60,000 that you guys want on top of paying off the loan, how much of that is going towards like hiring someone, and do you know how much of that's going to go towards like materials?
It just depends on the job. Some jobs require a lot of materials, and he usually has them ordered and delivered all at one time on the job to save shipping and having to go back and get. Whatever, but so usually they're on the job first.
Yeah, that's true. My dad was also in construction before, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes it's just really, it's all over the map. You know, like some of the contracts takes like a few days to complete, and some of them are months and maybe even a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how many new guys are you guys looking to hire?
Well, I think he has three or four of them in mind right now.
Okay.
So, it all depends.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a good amount, three to four people.
Three or four more, yeah.
Nice.
We have one, two, 3, 4, 5 right now on the field.
Mm-hmm. So you're almost doubling the number of people on this field. Nice. Okay, and then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that, above, or below that?
When he lost his job, and we tried to keep the business going, at the same time his mother was ill and had Alzheimer's, so he had to stay home with her and work in the house. So, things were really tough back then, and personally, we had to file bankruptcy. Not business-wise, but personally, we had to file bankruptcy.
That was
in 2012. Okay. I've since built my credit up. The last time I checked it was 670-something, 74.
Okay.
And I think his was about the same, too.
Okay. So the personal bankruptcy, has that been discharged?
Oh, yeah. It's been done. It was discharged in 2012.
Okay. And that was mainly because of, medical and also just personal things going on, basically.
That was because he had lost his job and he was putting his... We took half. By the time he lost his job with the economy, he only had, half of a retirement that he had before, because he lost half of it in the stock market or whatever the financial broker did. But so we took half to try to keep up our bills personally.
Yeah.
And the other half we put into the business. And so it just got to the point where it just went on for so long we just couldn't. Mm-hmm. But that was in 2009, and by the 2012 we had no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So was he also running this business and also had a job too? Because you said you started this business in 2008. And he lost his job in 2012.
Well, the corporation was established in 2008. I don't think they started it until 2009.
I see. Okay.
But
so the first few years of the incorporation of this business wasn't really, you guys weren't really doing too much with the business, but after he lost his job in 2012, you guys really put the focus on this business. Is that what
I'm saying? No, he actually lost his job in 2009.
Oh, okay.
And that's, he was 59 and a half at the time, and because my daughter and son-in-law had 3 children, and my son had 4, well, 2 of them were adults by then, but...
Oh, wow.
We decided to try to keep it going so they could have a job, and eventually they even had to find other jobs, most of them. And, but we still kept it going as long as we could, and now that we're really building it up now.
Okay. I kind of get a bigger, better picture of it now. Because they're going to ask me for, the credit department is going to ask me for an explanation on the bankruptcy, because we're going to see it on the, the credit report. So I want to make sure, I'm able to explain to them and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was back then. We really didn't want to do it. We just didn't have any choice. We had gone through all the retirement money he had between the business and our personal bills, and we just didn't have
I've had a couple customers that had the same kind of situation, but for them mostly it was like medical issues, and then because of that they did the personal bankruptcy so that they can take care of it.
He couldn't really go to work anywhere else anyway because he had his mom, and I worked, and I just retired last year from my full-time job.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm kind of helping him out working part time.
Okay, that's good. Okay, cool. Well, I got all the information I need from you. So the next step is I'll just send over the application. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to first look at consolidating your loan, or basically paying off the loan you have with DealStruck, and then getting that additional capital on top. That'll be my main focus. But if I'm not able to get this first option of paying off DealStruck and then getting you additional capital, but I can only give you additional capital, would you be open to that?
I don't think in this contract with DealStruck that I'm allowed to have more than one loan. I think that's the issue.
No, they put it in there, but you don't have to worry about it. I've done a lot of consolidations with people with DealStrucks before.
Okay. All right. Well,
they all have exclusivity agreement, but it's really not enforced, nor is it required. Basically, they all just put it there so that you don't go anywhere else for funding. But you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, I've done a few DealStruck consolidations and. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay, I just want to be sure. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so the next steps, I'm going to send over the application. It's a one-page app. Just need most recent 6 months of business bank statement, that 2015 tax return, and then also the contract you have.
Did you say 2013 or 2015?
15.
Yeah.
2015 tax return and the contract with DealStruck. Then once you get all that back to me, I can get you an answer in about a day or two. And then everything goes well, we can get you funding in about a day or two after that.
Okay. Well, thank you again. I'm sorry, you don't have to pronounce your name again.
No worries. It's Ja. So if you want to write down how it's pronounced, it's like J-A-H, basically.
Okay. Yeah. That's
right.
J-A-I.
Oh, it works.
Mark.
I have your email here. I just want to make sure I got it right. It's marge.subach@yahoo.com.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send it over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
I have everything already, okay. But I don't like emailing things with bank.
Sure.
Bank number one that has the last four numbers of the bank statements on there, and the same with our social security numbers on the tax. So I did write them out. If you need me to fax them to you or something, the whole number, I'd be happy to do that. But
okay, you can fax. You can fax it to us. It's a secured line, so
okay. Well, if you'd rather have me fax the originals, I can do that.
Okay.
But I do have them all in the...
Oh, like you have it in PDF format on the computer,
yeah,
but it's just all white out, the social and all that?
Yeah, I only left the last four numbers on.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you then. I will do that as soon as I get the application filled out. I will touch everything and send it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.